smoothest show on the internet radio. Your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz on this Sunday, November 3rd, 2013. The year is almost over with. This year's just flown by like all of the others. Come and join us. We are talking to Greg and Thomas Barino of Airborne. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on the Airborne Silver Skies picture, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. As I said, I am joined by two members of the Airborne Jazz Group. They are celebrating 25 years together and have released an anniversary CD called Silver Skies. Thomas and Greg, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you again for having us. Thank you. And thank you again for all your what you do to the genre of contemporary jazz and smooth jazz. You've been a great inspiration for all the artists, too, in making people aware of the music. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you for that.
And I just seen that we were just talking about when was the last time we did it was July 11th. 2010. So it was a few years.
Yes.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you guys for coming back and giving me the opportunity to speak with you again. So what I would like to do with this interview, because we've talked to you a couple of times about your last couple of CDs, but since you guys are celebrating 25 years together, and congratulations to you on that, I would like to take a look back over the 25 years and have you share some stories, some of your most memorable moments, your not so most memorable moments, the most funny, the bad, the worst, you know, that type of thing, to the listeners. And we'll also talk about the new CD, Silver Skies, and, you know, what this means, that CD means to you guys. Let's start with your very first performance on stage as Airborne. What was that experience like? And afterwards, what was your self-evaluation of that experience?
Okay, well, our first performance, we were an opening act. I believe it was for Jeff Lober. And being we were a new group, and he was an established artist, it was very exciting for us. We were playing in from at least 2,000 people. So for that to be our first job, that was quite a great experience. It was exciting but nervous. But the band, everybody just pulled together. We had been working on our music for quite a while, and we performed all original music that night. So it was a great experience.
Yes, and we even had a few encores, too. So that was wonderful, too, for the first job for a new band.
And we got to meet the musicians of Jeff Lover's band, and they were all very nice and cordial, and they were listening to us, and they enjoyed what we were doing. So it was a great first kickoff to where we, and we're still doing it now.
Okay, good. So there were no, when you look back on that time and on that performance, there were no glitches, there were no...
I didn't say that. I mean, it was videotaped, because at that point it was VHS. However, while there were some mistakes in the songs, because we were a new group, there was also a freshness and newness. Mm-hmm. I think we're better now. We're matured. We fine-tune things. But there was something unique and fresh about when we first started, too.
Okay.
And that was like early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We always say we celebrate now 25 years, but that was our... we say 25 years because that's when we started recording our first CDs put out. But we were formed in the early 80s, and that's when, at that time, we were playing at the concert, that time that Greg Reed was talking about.
Okay, so Thomas, was there anything about that performance that you guys changed that you're still using today?
I would say we've been using the same formula at the same time, still today, right, Greg?
We're using the same formula. I think we've just grown or matured as musicians. I think our songwriting probably got better, but our live performance still hold that energy level between captivating our audience with some technical stuff, but also just giving them some good, fun groove music also. And always Latin music is always a big part of our sound.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say we matured, but at the same time we held what the original Airborne sound started from.
The founding members, of course, were me and my
brother. Me and Tom.
And Tom Sansone on sax and flute. We were the three founding members of the band in the early 80s.
Okay.
And me and Tom are the primary producers of the music over the years.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now their anniversary CD is called Silver Skies, and I want to talk about that, but I want to read just a part of a review from smoothjazzride.com on the CD.
Okay.
Ron says, with a rich Latin flavor here, a dash of Brazilian flair there, a whisper of world music, some solidly soulful R&B-ish vocals, a hearty sprinkling of rock, fusion, and loads of alluring hooks and melodies, it certainly isn't difficult to understand just how this band has endured over the years. There's something here for everyone. Tell us about Silver Skies.
I think Ron hit that right on the nail.
He sure did.
Because we tried to do music that we experienced through the years, and we also treasured. We always loved through the years. And we wanted to do this for the 25th anniversary. We wanted to put all those styles, just like you said, all those styles from straight ahead, but with the different cultures, the Latin culture, Brazilian music, world music, all that.
Rock, everything.
Yeah.
And also, when we approached this CD, we said because it is the 25th anniversary, we weren't going to play it safe. We took some chances. And, of course, there's some nice groove stuff that you could just lay back and listen to. But then there's some stuff that's a little more edgier than you might hear on from other CDs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's
all
not
right.
Background music. It's not background.
Okay.
It's up. It's a little motivating. It's very festive. Very festive, yeah.
Yes, I agree. All right, I have a phone call. Area code 601. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Ollie? Yes.
Well, welcome to the show and meet Airborne, Thomas and Greg Barino.
Hi.
Hi, Ollie.
How you doing?
Very well.
Recently, the last couple of years, I kind of got turned on to you guys, and I was wondering, you didn't go 25 years, I wondered how many members have been through other than the three original members.
Considering it's been 25 years, I have to say not that many. I would say less than 10.
Yeah.
Because I play guitar, my brother Tom plays keyboards. That's a good part of the rhythm section right there. Our bass, and really we've only had two different bass players who continue to play with us over these 25 years, and the drummers, maybe two or three.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's been mostly the same people.
And Tom Sansone, he takes care of the saxes, but we also bring in our trumpet player. We've had a couple trumpet players through the years also, too.
And actually, while there's some performances some members can't make, nobody really ever left. There's just some...
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some people that who are always part of the family, the Airborne family, but if they're involved in other projects at the time, we have other members who we'll use, but they're always welcome back and have come back.
Yeah.
So we're lucky in that sense, that we've had good people and we considered it a family band.
Yeah, it, we try to make it always a good time for the musician.
Mm-hmm.
We always let the all the musicians have their say. It's not a very strict. We do write the compositions, but we always let the, whoever's recording or even performing, let them have their own space and add to the music and enhance the music.
Yes, we let them have their own voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to tell a musician how to play.
No.
I know they could play well, so I want to bring what they bring to the table. And when musicians are comfortable, they play better.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's been our approach.
So now, Ollie, have you seen Airborne perform? Have you been to one of their concerts?
No, I haven't had that pleasure, you know. I just,
okay.
Mostly I've bought a couple of their CDs, and a friend of mine told me about them. And
thank you.
Just one I knew it sounded so good, you know. That longevity, 25 years, you know, it's very seldom you see that in the business that they're in, you know.
Yeah. So, definitely.
Well, we thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Yeah, keep it up, you know.
Thank you very much.
We're not done yet.
good.
Thank you,
Ollie.
There
was a review. They said we're good for another 25. I hope.
Yes, definitely.
We'll give it a good try.
Well, thank you for calling in, Ollie. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ollie. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right,
nice
so Thomas, yes, very nice. I'm going to get into some music, and the first song I'm going to play is City Spirit. Tell me about this one.
Okay, that is our single right now, the first song, and I did compose that. I wanted to, we've been born in New Haven, and that's, of course, a city. It's a very multicultural city. And I wanted to give tribute to the city, and I had to give a little funky groove, a little flair, a little R&B vocals, as you could hear in the song, and that's what we were trying to go for that.
Okay, and who is the vocalist?
Oh, yeah, she's been Elizabeth Dellinger, and she's been with us since 2004. Since our Heavy Vibe CD. And that shows you that people have stayed and collaborated with us through the years. She has performed with us many times. Right,
okay,
Greg?
Good.
Oh, yeah. Yes, many times, many times. She's such an excellent vocalist. And she has the knack of background harmonies. It's incredible how she comes up with such a vocal arrangements also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
She's
good.
She's been an asset. Yeah, she really became a part of the Airborne sound through the years.
Yes. Even on our instrumentals, she'll create little background ear candy or whatever, just little background vocal parts that just add such a nice additive to the music.
It doesn't have to be words either. It's like, 'cause we use the vocals as an instrument. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is Pretty Spirits.
Yeah.
City Spirits, I'm talking to Thomas and Greg Barino from the jazz group Airborne. Their 25th anniversary CD is called Silver Skies. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment for the guys. The number is 646-716-5485. This is City Spirits.
Thank you.
right. There you go. Very nice. Yeah. City Spirits from Airborne's 25th anniversary CD, Silver Skies. So now, Greg, you guys mentioned that as a group, you all collaborate on the music and write songs for your CDs. Over the years, has there ever been a song or songs that did not make a CD because, for whatever reason?
There's some that what we do is we'll work on a group of songs, put them all together, and we'll have everybody play on them. And then when it comes down to the mixing, we'll always put our heart and soul into every song, but sometimes a certain song just doesn't make the mix or make the cut.
At that time.
But there have been songs that didn't make a particular CD, but then came back, rebirthed, and for whatever reason was on another CD later in the time, and the arrangement might have got changed a little bit and was used on a different CD. But there were some songs that just didn't make the cut.
But they're still in the, as they say, the can or whatever. They're still in there, and they're still we still have the music, and we have the recordings, and you never know. A matter of fact, as you were just saying that, a song, what's the song that you wrote on this last CD? The New Age piece, Greg? What was it?
Alexander's Dream.
That was going to go on back in the days, our last CD. But again, it didn't make the cut. And then we went back and rearranged it and made more New Agey. And and it gave a whole different perspective of the song, and we really, really liked the way it came out.
Yeah, originally when we were writing it, we were trying to push it too hard to make it a little more funkier R&B, but actually we gave it more of a new age, earthy kind of sound, more acoustic instruments, less electronic, and it took a whole new meaning, and so it came on the CD.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your most unmemorable moment, one that you would like to forget?
Over the years?
Yes, as Airborne is performing, yes.
I tell you, we have really loved our life of music. I really have to say that. You know, there's being a musician, there's always ups and there's downs. And, you know, life, you got to take what life throws at you.
Yeah, and we've got thrown a lot.
Yeah, it's just like everybody, I'm sure. Everybody, that's how life is. There's ups and downs, but you got to go with the punches. But we were just happy being musicians.
Some of the worst things maybe that might have happened, we're going to a job, and through some miscommunication or whatever, the place had been double booked, and there's already a band set up and ready to play there. So, I mean, those are things that are not fun.
Or breakdowns on the highways, yes.
Flat tires in January when it's freezing. That's not fun.
I'm sure every musician is out there knows about that. That you're being, but you know, at one time, of course, our truck broke down, but we had like everybody else, the AAA, and we had the pro, so you could go 100 miles. So we weren't 100 miles to the place we had to play. So we got towed to the job and got the equipment, got out, and we performed.
And then we got
towed back.
Okay.
Those aren't really disasters.
No.
Those are just life issues, things that just happen.
Yeah. But we would really enjoy being musicians. That's who we always knew we wanted to be musicians since we were younger. So we came from a musical house. So
I mean, we try to always be the eternal optimists. I mean, life does throw some things at your ways. Trust me. You got to have tough skin to be in the music business.
Yes.
But there's also many joys that come out of being a creative artist. So.
Yes. What was your most funniest moment on stage?
When I fell and kept playing.
I hope you didn't hurt yourself.
It was part of the show. It was part of the show.
I could be borderline clumsy,
yeah.
But I kept playing. I busted my ass, but it was fun. I made it something funny.
And the same thing happened to me. Of course, everybody has a piano bench that sometimes will fall, but thank God we really never got seriously hurt, you know. But it is, you know, it's not funny, but it is funny at the time, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, one other thing, we were playing a concert, and I saw these dark clouds coming, and we knew it was going to work. I said, we got to stop, guys. Oh, we'll do one more. Well, we shouldn't have did that one more because it was like a shower.
And there was no cover over.
And there was no covering over us. We got drenched. The equipment got drenched. Luckily, nothing broke, though, from that.
No.
Even though we pulled the plugs, of course, immediately. But it poured on us.
I never seen rain that thick.
It was one of those summer high humidities where the sky just opened up and it was a shower.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But now we laugh about it.
Yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay, the next song is Salsa Jazz. Thomas, tell me about this one.
Okay, Greg wrote this song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We always loved Latin music. Growing up in the New Haven, we were multicultural. We had experience all different styles of jazz, Latin jazz, fusion jazz. And Gregory could tell you more about this song because he wrote it.
I also, when I was going to school, music school, took courses on the Afro-Cuban styles of music. So I've always liked that influence because jazz was a lot of Latin music, and jazz had a marriage in the 40s and 50s. So I took a course on the Afro-Cuban and jazz music's combining. And I just, from over the years of listening to the music and playing the music, I wrote that song, where it has modern influences with electric guitar and stuff, but then the traditional Cuban rhythm section of conga, bongo, bells, and a horn section.
Okay.
And we used trombone, trumpet, and tenor sax on that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's two trumpets, two saxes, and trombones.
So it was a full horn section.
Yeah, through the whole album, it was a big horn section. We really wanted to give that big sound for this CD.
So that's Salsa Jazz.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Thank you.
right. There you go. Salsa jazz.
Were you dancing in the studio there, Terry?
In my chair. That's right.
All right.
Yes, that's salsa very jazz. Upbeat and festive. Yes,
mm-hmm.
it is.
And as you can tell, they have lots of influences there, holding to the old Afro-Cuban thing, but also with a little modern twist with the electric guitar and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it gives a little, almost a Santana type of flavor also, too, the kind of groups we grew up on, too.
Yes, I can hear that vibe, that Santana influence
yes.
there. Very nice. Salsa Jazz, mm-hmm. that is from Airborne's 25th anniversary CD, Silver Skies. Definitely go to their website, airbornejazz.com, and you can pick that CD up there. So, Thomas, if you had to do it all over again, is there anything that you would change, anything you would do differently?
No, I'm very happy of where the band has progressed and where we're headed for. I really love the style the band has really turned into. We really first started as a jazz fusion band, and then we just kept, as the Latin influence came, as you could just hear in that last song,
mm-hmm.
and the R&B, it just... We really developed our own style. Don't you think so, Greg?
Yeah, it's been an involvement. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were definitely our earlier CDs a lot more raw.
Yeah.
Then I would say in the middle, we went more with the smooth jazz sound. And now we're somewhere in between, I would say. We're keeping that smooth groove. But we're going back to our roots with a little more rawness, a little more of that edge.
Yeah.
Okay.
We started more jazz fusion. Yeah, we got into a little, and then 2004 we added the percussion and the vocals. So that kind of changed our sound completely, and we added more horns. And then Turbulence came in. We kept, we went into a more world music, I would
mm-hmm.
say. We wanted mm-hmm. a little more world music sound. And then back into Wind of Change in 2008, that was more smooth jazz, wouldn't you say, Greg?
Yes, that was pretty much our closest thing to straight-ahead smooth jazz we ever did. Also, though, on at least three of our CDs, we've added, always include at least one straight-ahead jazz piece.
Mm-hmm.
More traditional jazz from the 40s and 50s, bebop, that type of thing. On Turbulence, we had Hillside Swing. On New Horizons, we had Thank God It's Friday, which was more of a smoky jazz club
yeah.
type of sound. And on this new one, we did BK's Jazz Joint, which kind of places you in, say, like a Harlem jazz club, where you could be hearing some nice jazz, where people be listening, but also dancing.
Yeah, and it's kind of unheard of. It's 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
Not many people put 8 minutes on a CD, but we really couldn't stop it. To put the point across, we really wanted to, because when you're in a jazz concert, when everything is just moving and everything is hot, you let the musicians go.
Yeah, and that improv of what jazz is all about,
mm-hmm.
we just went with that. We knew it wouldn't be a single, but stations are actually playing it. So we just went with what felt right and what was musically, a lot of people are liking that as one of their favorite songs.
Yeah.
So
that's,
I'm glad we didn't shorten it.
Yeah.
Do either of you have a favorite CD?
Right now, this is my favorite CD of all, the Silver Skies. But before that, I would say Turbulence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would say Turbulence and this one were my favorites.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Turbulence started again with a Latin piece. Festival at Sunset was more almost like a salsa jazz, that kind of festive, and then it went into our first really biggest smooth jazz hit. It was called Smooth Sailing, and that was in 2007. That was a song that's played. Then we went into a classic, almost Bobby Caldwell type of feel, Greg.
A vocal R&B type of song.
It was a duet between me and Elizabeth Dillinger, who'd been singing with it. It was called Can't Fight Love. And then we, and on the same CD, we did a tribute to the first Americans, the Native Americans, and that was called Native Search. And then, like Gregory said, we did Hillside Swing, and that was a big band arrangement.
Yeah, so that CD had a nice variety to it, just like this one does also, the Silver Size. So, I mean, we like everything we did, but those two, to us, kind of stand out a little more.
Yeah, and also on that album, I really liked was Drums a Piece, our little African flavor. And that was a long piece, too.
Yeah.
That was a long piece. It started with the traditional African instruments, and it just took you through a musical journey.
And we got to know some African brothers from the New Haven area who taught us some words in Swahili, I believe it was. And we put a chant. An African chant on that song.
Yeah, and at this point, we're trying to in the near future, we're probably doing an African tour.
Mm-hmm.
So
that'd be nice. That'd be really nice.
Forward.
All right. Okay. So Mike has joined us. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, sorry. Hey, guys. How's everything going?
Good.
Very well.
Apologize for my lateness, but I'm a football fanatic, and the game was very, nerve-wracking. So, you know, I don't want to be on interview with
that
kind of tension going on in my body.
You sit on the couch and watch. Especially in the autumn time, this is football season.
Yeah.
And Mike is a diehard Cowboys fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
well,
they were playing.
We're in New England, so you got a cross between the Giants and the Patriots up here.
So, Thomas and Greg, I have to say this. In the last couple of times that we have interviewed you guys, and even just sitting here listening to both of you answer the questions and one kind of, you know, continuing the answer to the other answer and adding on to it, you guys remind me of twins. You're just like, you're right on it. You're finishing each other's sentences. You're continuing the answer to the question. It's like you're twins.
Well, I'm the better looking of the twins. And much younger.
Okay, but I'm considered, since I was the firstborn, I'm considered number one son. And my mother continued to say that last week.
But she says the best for last.
He's the baby of the family. But it's funny but that you do say that we continue to add on.
People
but that's
have
how
said
we
that. Other people have said that.
But that's how we compose.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we compose too.
Yeah.
And arrange and we arrange and produce that way.
Mm-hmm.
Say if Gregory wrote the song, and I'll be listening to it, and I'll say, you know what, we have to change that, and then he'll probably sometimes fight me on it.
I'll fight
mm-hmm.
him on it, but the next day, I'll go back and I'll do what he said.
Yeah. So it's a good whatever the word is.
It's a collaboration.
Is always, you know, to be together for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, yes. You have to listen to different ideas. You
yes.
can't be
yeah.
stuck. It's not, you can't say, no, my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not the way to go, of course.
No.
Especially in music. And you learn from all different styles of music and different musicians, too.
Right. Mike, did you have a question or anything you'd like to ask us? Is he still here?
Well, that's right. Got everything in, you know, because like we've interviewed you guys before, and like there's just the cohesiveness that you guys have and everything. Just maybe about, you know, maybe like I know when Cheryl called me and asked me about interviewing you guys again, I'm like, sure, you know, love the guys and everything. But now with these aspects of using people like Cheryl and using social media, how have you guys gotten into really getting your music out and trying to get more festival dates and more dates at different venues across the country?
Well, actually, we'll be honest, that's still been a struggle. We would like to do more, a lot more, but we haven't given up faith or hope, and we're just going to work every day and keep working with Cheryl and do our own social media and just keep trying and keep banging doors until someone will hear what we have to say.
Yeah, man.
We've had some good things come our way, but we'd like a little bit more.
Yeah, and we've got a little different management behind us now also.
So that's all we can do is just keep trying our best.
That's it. Okay. All right, cool. All right, the next song, Fusion Flight 55. Tell me about this one.
Oh.
That's going back to our early roots. That's going back to what we started with in the 80s when Fusion was big in the 70s and 80s before the smooth jazz sound. It's a little raw, a little more rock to it. And the way I got the title was on my 55th birthday. Because we were doing more quieter, low-key places, and I wanted to see if I could still rock at 55. So I wrote that song, and I guess I still could.
Yes, you got it.
And again, it's another musical journey on that, too, because we'll start with a fusion, but we just can't stay in one place.
Right. The middle goes into a little earthier sound, so.
Yeah, the percussion comes in.
You,
And you'll hear, as you hear the song, it takes you on another journey. It goes through different interludes, and it came out very, very nice.
All right, Fusion Flight 55. Flight 55. That is from Airborne's 25th anniversary CD, Silver Skies. Yes, you still have it.
it was just Halloween, just what, a few days ago? And
yes.
I posted online, and I posted that song. I called it Frightful Jazz. and I realized that's Michael Reynolds, right?
Yes.
Yes, Mike, it's good to hear you again, good to talk to you again. I didn't realize that it was you. I'm glad I realized that it's you. Thank you. It's good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you guys as well.
Yeah.
Got some new music and everything. Great.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. Thank you. You've been so supportive for the years, both of you. Thank you so much to both of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're definitely welcome. And, you know, me and Trey, that's our goal, is to get exposure for, you know, independent artists like yourselves and kind of get the mainstream public to know about you guys, because there's so much music out here that people don't know about, you know. So we definitely want to help guys like yourselves get more fans through this type of thing that we have going on with Talking Smooth Jazz, definitely.
Thank you.
And you guys, you do a great job. Wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
Inspiration, like I said.
Yes, absolutely. You help people like us. I mean, because sometimes the radio, while the people well deserve, they do kind of play the same artists all the time. I think they need to open up and explore some other people who are out there like us and give us a little break or chance, too.
I agree.
But we've been lucky for what we've had, because our music has been played for many years in many different countries. So like I said, I'm very proud of where we've accomplished so far. When you were saying if we had to do anything over, I wouldn't say that. I'm very happy because we keep moving forward. We that's who we are, and we're musicians, and that's where we're always going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Greg, tell us about your nonprofit organization, Musicians Humanitarians.
Okay, well, who we are as people, besides being musicians, we always try to give a little bit back to the world, our communities, things along those lines. Sometimes we'll perform locally for some for poor people or food organizations. But the Food for the Poor, which is on our website, a portion of our CD sales go to the organization Food for the Poor. We used to Feed the Children, which is still a great organization.
Probably go back to them, and might go to Feeding America right now because too many people in America are hungry.
So that is our concept. Besides, always try to push our careers and become better musicians. We're also humanitarians, and we, through music, I know we're not going to cure the world, but maybe a little Band-Aid or something, or offer some type of inspiration or help to others.
Yeah, I think if you do good, it'll always come back to you.
Yes. Okay, good. Now, are you guys thinking about doing a video for the Silver Sky CD?
We have an interview that we just did when a CD release party, say about a month ago when it first came out, and it came out in September. We did a CD release party, and we did an interview on that, and we did the concert, and the concert, probably the videos will be coming out. We have a video right now of City Spirits, and we had a Sun Shower, which we released, say, what was it, April, Greg?
Yes, around March or April.
Yeah, March or April. That was a song that we released first, and there's a video of that song also.
Yeah, you could find them on YouTube if you go Airborne, type in City Spirits, or type in Sun Shower.
Or Airborne Jazz, and they'll get you to our channel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Airborne Jazz channel. And that shows all the videos of it shows live concerts. It'll have contemporary jazz videos and interviews.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. What about a live CD?
Geez, people don't really do them anymore.
No.
But that's a something to consider. We haven't thought about it, but...
The CD release party was broadcast live on Blue Plate Radio,
mm-hmm.
and that was live on Live 365, so it went across the world. So that was not that was a good thing also for us. It was live on the Internet. The whole concert was live. We had to get permission to do that.
Well, one thing, while we haven't put out a live CD, on YouTube, half of the videos are live concerts.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, great. I really enjoyed
talking
to you.
We are a performing band. We are performing. We've always play. We've always constantly performing.
Yeah. Bless you.
Thank you.
So where are you guys performing next?
Right now we're in promotion mode, and we're setting up for 2014. Right now we're just staying in more in New England, and then we're ready to do start off some touring in 2014.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, is there anything that you would like to leave the listeners or your fans with in terms of Airborne, what you would like for them to know about the group and leave them with?
Well, go ahead, Tom. I had a brain freeze.
Okay. I would say first, of course, go to airbornejazz.com,
mm-hmm.
which you get go to, and you get all the information. You get the history of the band, and that'll take you to all the different places that of Airborne, our Facebook, our Twitter page, our YouTube page. All that of the social, like Mike was saying, the social media that is around. And it takes you also where you could buy our CDs, our downloads. They'll take you there. It talks about our educational programs, which we do. We are part of New England Foundation of the Arts, and what we do is go to different schools, libraries, community centers, and we introduce people to jazz. It's called the Century of Jazz program. We go from the beginning of jazz all the way down up to our music.
And also on our website, as we do put our heart and soul into these CDs, we'd appreciate your kindness, your support, so we could continue doing these CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great CD. If anyone did want to go purchase it, you would not be, you would enjoy it very much. And if, I would have to say, if you wanted to end the show with our next single, which will be coming out in January or February, that'll probably, we haven't totally decided, but we're leaning toward Cuban style, I believe.
Right. It'd probably just be cut down as a radio edit.
Yeah, it might have to be a little shorter.
Yeah. Right now it starts with a folklore beginning of Cuban ribbons, right, Greg?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I will do that, definitely.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you again
thank you for giving us
the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Take care now.
All right. Thank you. That was Thomas and Greg Barino. They are the founding members of the jazz group Airborne. Their 25th anniversary CD is called Silver Skies. You can find that on their website, airbornejazz.com. Follow them on Twitter under the same name. They're also on Instagram, I believe, under the same name. And definitely support the artists and purchase their music. The best way to support them is to buy tickets to their shows and purchase their music. I also want to say thank you to Cheryl Huey from Cheryl Huey Promotions for her assistance in scheduling Airborne. All right, Mike, you have anything to add?
Nothing to add. Nothing to add. Like I said, just like I said, the guys they've been on before. So I like most of the artists that we had return on the show. I really like the fact mm-hmm. that we get to interview them twice, and the fact that they want to come back on, and the fact that we get to get the fans to hear some more music from these artists that they definitely need to know about. So definitely kudos to Airborne for this. Definitely.
All right.
You guys are great. Like I said, I can't. Express my appreciation, and many artists should express appreciation for what you two do.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time from the Silver Skies CD. This is Cuban Style. Thanks, Thomas and Greg.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz.